Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Coming from the NFC, I wasn't really paying attention to Drake, but the guy's a baller, man. He's all around special talent at quarterback. He can throw, he can run. He makes great decisions, and he definitely, for me, he definitely got a lot better since his rookie year, right? I mean, that's what you want to see in a franchise quarterback. That's what you want to see kind of in any player. He has my respect.
That's linebacker Shaq Thompson.
One of the helping factors with the Bills being a little more stout in the run game as of late. Carl Jones, who we had on last hour, talked glowingly about how Thompson's play has affected the defense. If you want to listen to that, it'll be on our website at WGR550.com to listen on demand, and you can also use the Odyssey app to rewind and hear that. So the last caller that we had, Steve, he had some thoughts about being in McDermott, and it seems like there's a little bit of like a development question being thrown in there, and how the GM and the coach seem to be upset with each other in certain aspects. And I think that while it sounded like Steve was a little more leaning toward the GM not being as much of the problem, I'm going to go ahead and answer this in the total boring fence-sitting position. It is contextually case-by-case, player-by-player. Because he brought up Puna Ford and Tim Settle.
Right.
But those guys are not starting D tackles in the National Football League. They are rotational pieces that are doing well within their roles.
Right.
This year, those guys would have to be starters considering what the depth chart has been obliterated to and what it has looked like.
Right. And how much different does it look than it does now with those guys starting the snaps that Jordan Phillips is playing?
The equivalent here would be, quite frankly, Deion Walker.
Right.
Walker has had to move up the depth chart. He did a little bit of it on his own volition, but he's also had to do a lot more of it based on circumstance.
Right.
And he's been solid.
He's been very good.
He hasn't been a superstar by any...
Up and down, the splash plays, but I think he's been as good as you would have hoped he would be.
He has eclipsed what a fourth-round rookie would look like in his rookie year, is how I would phrase that.
Right.
TJ Sanders is another player that, like, he's playing out of position. He didn't really have a good start to the season. He's picked it up a little bit more as the year has gone on,
right,
after coming back from injury. It's case by case. Ready? The caller was frustrated about the lack of development that's going on within the team. You brought up Cole Bishop. I'll bring up the other end of the sword on this. Kyrie Elam.
Right.
The Bills are savants, it seems like, with secondary and players that can be just immediately brought in and right from the go, they're ready to do this thing. They brought in Kyrie Elam, and he does not fit anything. As a matter of fact, Elam was seen primarily as a man corner playing a zone dominant scheme.
Right.
And that is one of those where it's a little bit of a disconnect. The thing that the two did connect on was they liked Elam as a person, how studious he is, how diligent he is. It is not because of effort that Elam did not get to stick around within Buffalo. It is just ability. Good person. Unfortunately, it's not working out. That's what I see out of Kyrie Elam. That's the way I would want to phrase it.
And that definitely, if you want to make the argument that McDermott didn't develop Elam properly, that's valid, and you have a point there. But has he worked out in Dallas?
No, he's already gone.
He's gone.
He's already gone.
And so does that mean it's a development issue or a talent issue?
Taylor Rapp. That's an example that was brought up. Taylor Rapp is a box safety. The problem with having a box safety is you need to have someone that can complement that. And for the start of Cole Bishop's career, a little bit of a thumper type.
Right.
He's not stepping into that role. They're making Bishop play in a position that he is not. That's also a little bit of a disconnect on the roster and the coaching. You don't have another guy that can move around. Because last year, Rapp and Hamlin's the tandem, right? Those are two box safeties. Right. How am I supposed to have a free roamer when I don't have one on the depth chart? Bishop's injured. You tried to sign Derek Forrest, and you tried to sign Mike Edwards to try to push Hamlin further down the depth chart. Honestly, it looks like that's what you wanted to do, strengthen the bottom of it. And those guys couldn't stick. Is that a coaching problem, or is it the guy just doesn't have the gas within this system?
And I mean, the Bills put in a claim for Darius Slay a week ago.
Right.
You clearly have a talent issue on the defense. To me, it could not be more any more obvious than it is now. Like, you've got a bunch of guys who aren't playing that. Like, they're not playing in the positions they're playing in on other teams, on good defenses. And this defense is a top five passing defense in the league with, you know, an old Jordan Poyer back there and a Cole Bishop who struggled. I think that McDermott deserves so much more credit than he is getting for extracting what he has extracted out of this defensive unit.
And
I know the run defense has been a problem. Has it ever killed them in the playoffs?
So, I'm glad you said something about that. There's a trend going on now within the National Football League. And talent-wise or player archetype-wise, defenses are smaller, and it is being taken advantage of by coaching.
Right.
You are looking at rosters the way that they are. They are smaller. They are meant to cover more within the pass. And yet, so the Bills are a perfect case study of this. On offense, they're ahead of the trend. Joe Brady does run the football. As frustrating as we can sometimes be with the offensive coordinator and how things are going play calling wise,
they are effective running the ball.
They are very effective running the ball. They're one of the best to do it in the NFL right now. James Cook's second in the league. That's not an accident.
No.
That is following the trend. With too high defenses and smaller players, you take advantage of it. Six offensive linemen is a common trend now. The Bills were ahead of it. And this is where, oddly enough, the coaching staff and the general manager do end up in lockstep here with Jackson Hawes. They take a tight end who's so proficient at blocking, you don't need to put in a sixth offensive lineman.
Right. Now you're ahead of the next trend.
Now you're ahead of the next trend. On defense, their roster is not ahead of it. We talked about the struggles of Terrell Bernard in the run game this year, almost ad nauseum at this point,
right,
and how it has gotten better because of Shaq Thompson, the player we just introduced into the segment with the clip.
Teron Johnson is a part of that, too. Nickel versus base is a big thing that's shifting now. With how much teams are running the ball, defense are playing more base. There are more three linebackers. That's why we see more Dorian Williams. And you need to understand where the personnel deficiencies are. And I think that they are, for the most part, that defense has a lot of deficiencies. Secondary, you're claiming Darius Slay. You're clearly not super comfortable with what's happening there. You've got linebacker rotation that your captain is a guy that people don't even want on the field.
Yeah, and some of that is just Bernard is dealing with the consequences of the trends shifting. The Bills have been not great against the run for years now. So I am going to go ahead and put that in the other side where it's like,
right.
Yeah, okay.
That's fair.
You did ask the question, has it come back to bite them in the playoffs yet? The answer is yet. We'll see. This year.
Who's going to do it?
I mean, if they make it back in the Colts.
Sure. Yeah, with Philip Rivers.
But also,
have fun.
RJ Harvey is a solid running game. I like what New England's able to do with Henderson. They should play him more, actually. It's kind of a little egregious that they don't. Jacksonville with ETN has actually looked pretty good this year.
The run defense being what it is partially a choice by the coaching staff.
And yes.
That is because they don't want to get passed on. That is a choice that McDermott makes. It's not, I need to be – obviously, he wants to be better at stopping the run. He wants his defense to be effective at it. But if he had to pick, he's picking being worse at run defense 10 times out of 10. And that is part of this whole thing is like – you get mad about the run defense. I get it. Maybe it's embarrassing to get run on. I understand. It is not as effective at winning games as being efficient stopping a pass. It just isn't. And when you have the quarterback you have, you know you can get out to a lead, and you know teams are going to have to pass on you. It's going to have to happen.
Now, here's the interesting part. I go back to, has it bit them in the butt in the playoffs yet? No, it has not. Yet is an operative word here. It's going to do some heavy lifting this year because, Owen, how have they lost in the playoffs?
To the Chiefs, mostly.
Mahomes four times, Burrow once, right?
Right.
Those are the quarterbacks, and they carved you up. Who are the quarterbacks that they have beaten in the playoffs? I'll give you the whole list. Lamar Jackson twice, where they run the ball really well, mind you. Skylar Thompson, Mac Jones, Bo Nix, and Philip Rivers. Oddly enough, now those are all active quarterbacks.
Right.
I don't have enough time, and I want to talk more about Philip Rivers, and I don't have the time.
Yeah, we don't have it.
I don't have the time. But some of those teams, Rivers' Colts, Jackson's Ravens, very good at running the football. And they showed in the playoffs to adjust. That is not something a general manager can do. That is a coach's choice. Mm-hmm. They adjust within the playoffs to attack and overcommit to stopping the run,
right,
particularly Baltimore.
Right.
That first half in the AFC divisional game against Baltimore, they make sure to sell out on stopping Derrick Henry to a point where they are willing to put the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands and dare him to win the football game.
Right.
He
didn't.
Commits enough turnovers that they start poorly enough that they don't get to make up for it. They almost do. An error dropping a two-point conversion keeps it from being tied. The Bills win the game. A coach that can adjust is still a highly coveted thing. And I've seen over the last few years, McDermott more capable of adjusting.
I think you've seen it in the last few games. Look at the Bengals game. At first half, they didn't do anything on defense, and then they figured it out. They made key stops that allowed them to win that game. They made a huge play with the Benford pick. The Epinesa pick was huge in the play after. They have shown an ability to adjust and really analyze what they're doing wrong and figure out what they need to do to give themselves a chance to win. And that's what I think the defense's job is. Give that offense the chance to go win the game. That's what Bean says every year, right? After they lose, what does he say? Josh had the ball in his hands with a chance to win it. I'd take that 10 times out of 10. Okay.
And this is...
you're getting it from that defense.
This is... you've been talking a little bit about the micro of it. I'm liking to extend on the macro,
right,
the last 2 years. This season, they are the best team in point differential in the second half, and it's not even close.
Right.
They start poorly, frustratingly so almost. The last time that Buffalo and New England met, it was a 6-3 stink fest.
Right.
The is this a fart or do I have to check it? That's what that first half was.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills do a good job of getting out from the locker room and knowing how to attack from there, particularly on the defense. You mentioned how this defense is giving them a shot to win a football game more times than not. In the Bills' four losses, who's the real culprit?
The offense. The offense couldn't score.
The offense couldn't score. And the defense in the second half would make enough plays to keep you in it. The Miami game is the one where it's just like, the dam finally breaks.
Right.
But they did everything they could. You win zero games having a first half like the Bills did where they went nowhere.
Yeah, they couldn't do anything.
They scored 0 points. They didn't score until late in that game. That's how you lose.
Right.
It's why Houston's the more terrifying matchup of the entire field of seven.
100%.
Because they have a defense that is, quite frankly, and I love how Carl Jones put this a couple weeks ago on Twitter. He said the brand of defense they play is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because the chart shows how willing a team is to disguise and how much they blitz. The Texans do not disguise their coverage, right, and they do not blitz.
Yeah, they show line
you
the, it up.
They line it up and say, try to beat us.
Let's see what you got.
Bet you can.
Our guys are better than your guys.
And it is disrespectful.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's like, hey, we're not hiding what we're doing. Beat us.
That doesn't make you feel good if you're a quarterback and you go, I know exactly what's about to happen, and I have no idea what I can do.
But the Bills don't have that talent right now.
Exactly, and that goes back to that bean point. Right? That's the whole thing.
I love wrapping up a point.
That is it. That's the point we're trying to make, is that they see it. McDermott has had to do so much schematically and so much coaching up to keep this unit functional. And you see, look around the league. You look at Houston. You look at Denver. You look at Seattle. These guys have got studs left and right.
The one benefit I will give them, and this is my way of giving being a little bit of credence, is none of those teams have to pay a quarterback. So it does get harder. And you are picking a little bit from the bargain bin. However, the part now I'm going to take away from him is the drafting needs to be better, because you can still hit on top-tier players
right
in any round. Bean's biggest weakness within his draft record has been, outside of Josh Allen, have you really grabbed me a superstar? And Ed Oliver's probably your closest.
Diggs was a superstar.
But you traded
for
him.
But that's right.
You didn't draft him.
No, this isn't a draft. Good. So yes, true.
That's my biggest qualm with Bean, is getting me a superstar. Because you could find them in any round. Deion Walker might be that.
And the key to that
Cole
is...
Cole Bishop might be that.
Right.
We don't know yet. And I hope that there's an answer in the affirmative.
Yeah.
But Ed Oliver's my next best draftee in this era of guys that have that star power, that real potential to be game changer. Rousseau has been on a milk carton this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's, I understand he's good against the run, but that it's a middling
good
contract.
Good against the run on one of the worst run defenses in the National Football League. So how good is it really?
Yeah, and you got three sacks.
When they've needed you.
They need you. Bad. Bosa's been out. Oliver's been out. You need better. Hoyt, yes.
Hoyt shows up and has two sacks in two games.
Right.
He almost outpaced you in two games.
Oh, he did outpace you.
But like he almost outdid you for the season in two games.
Right.
Ed Oliver has matched your production in three.
Yeah.
It has to be better.
And
I'm sorry, but as a coach, there's only so much you can do
exactly
to get it out of them. The defensive line has been a frustrating aspect of both coach and general manager alike. But I do see what they do with secondary. I do see what they do when it comes to offensive line. That's
Cromer. Cromer's a wizard.
But that's also, does the general manager hire Cromer or the head coach? The coach picks the staff.
Right. He surrounded himself in a good situation.
And
for
this
the most
wraps part. Up the final point of this, which is, it is contextually different no matter the situation. But what we have seen through the entirety of it is there's a little bit of butting heads going on. Mm-hmm. The Rams are smacking each other in the head trying to find out who's the more dominant one right now. Hopefully, this all smooths over. A season like this might be the one that you need, where you have the discussions going, yo, what in the heck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Sometimes you need that. A little bit of like facing reality together, right, and going, okay, I don't like what we did, but now we can talk.
And now we've got the Patriots to worry about too. And
now
that might push
Patriots,
them even harder.
And that might push them to be back into lockstep.
Right.
That is the other interesting part of it. Speaking of teams not in lockstep. What a transition, right?
Forgot about them.
Yep. They do wrap up their road trip tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But the Buffalo Sabres, we've heard much akin to a little bit of what we've heard from the Bills this year and what we talked about in extension. We've heard a little bit of it now, too, where there's a head coach that has voiced a little bit of concerns about how the roster's managed. And I'm not going to say we're going to talk about the Sabres coming up next, but we are going to get into a little bit of hockey talk because you have a Tristan Jarry thing that you promised to talk about. I said we should talk about the trades that happened yesterday. And, well, whether or not, I guess we will end up on the Sabres at one point or not, next segment, does winning tomorrow's game really change what the direction should be for the Buffalo Sabres?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
About a half hour left here of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker, thanks for hanging out with us here on a snowy Saturday for you. It looks like it's kind of stopped out here, but it might be snowing in other parts of Western New York. If you're out there, drive safe. Hopefully the roads have been cleaned up as well. This morning was a little bit of a rougher go. So obviously, if you're out there, be careful, be courteous. You know, shout out AC.
Yes.
He had a little accident. There was a run-in for him this morning. He was in an accident, so hopefully the car is all right there. He's okay.
Okay, good.
But, you know.
Good to hear.
So, there you go. AC, you got your shout-out on air, brother. real quick, we said we were going to talk Sabres, but 803-0550. If you still have anything you want to talk about with the Bills, it's our last chance to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Michael in Orchard Park. Michael, thanks for coming into Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. What, how about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, here's what I'm going to say is I think that the Buffalo Bills tomorrow are going to finally wake up and play to their ability. I think Josh Allen is going to solidify his MVP tomorrow.
Okay.
I have a crazy prediction. But I was in New England when the Bills were at the top of their games in the 90s, and they beat New England 51-3. I was at that game. I predict Josh Allen to have 7 touchdowns and the Bills to win 55-17.
All right.
Hey, I'm all here for Let's Get Crazy. Michael, thanks for the call. Is 7 touchdowns possible?
Nick Foles threw 7 touchdowns one time.
Well, I don't think Allen's thrown for all 7 of them.
Let's be real.
Let's be entirely real. But
I like this take, you know, maybe turn down a couple of degrees. But I'm ready to watch Allen curb stomp Drake May tomorrow because I think that Allen's going to look at him and go, "You got an MVP in you. Watch this. Watch what I do." And you can get on this level soon, and then we'll talk. I'm ready to see Allen just put a fire extinguisher on him right now.
Yeah.
And I think he would want to do it because we've seen that from him.
Yes.
When he plays Burrow, when he plays Mahomes, when he plays Jackson, he gets up for those games.
He's elevated.
He's always elevates. It's the same thing in the playoffs. It's why he's better in December. I think it's all connected. He thrives when he knows he's got to go beat a guy. And I think he's got to go beat a guy tomorrow, and I think he's going to go do it. I don't know about 7 touchdowns, but like I'm ready for him to have 450 total yards and maybe 4 touchdowns.
I was going to say 4 sounds healthy.
Let's go there. That's where I'm ready to go. I'll follow you down the path a little bit there.
803-0550. It's going to be effectively our last segment to get some calls in here. We'll sneak in Joe in Buffalo real quick. Joe, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hi, I wanted to talk about how nervous I was for tomorrow, but I kind of just want to follow up from that last caller. I think Josh Allen's going to make Drake May his absolute son tomorrow.
Okay.
Son number two.
Son number two.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
All right. Well, Joe, I mean, as for the nerves, I'd imagine it's also something there that's prevalent throughout as well.
Yeah. Not anymore, though. That last caller got me juiced up.
I love it. See how easy it is to flip how call, we feel? Joe. I love it.
And that's the thing is that, again, why do we do this? It goes back to that call from Reed. That one's going to sit with me for a while. Like, in a good way, in a positive way.
It's nice to hear from somebody that wants to really, like, I'm feeling a little wonky, and I want some help. I love it. It's great.
And a lot of the calls that we've taken after that have kind of been a little bit of a rallying cry on that.
Yeah.
But that's the interesting thing there with May and Allen and how he does elevate when it comes to premier quarterbacks on the other sideline. Matt Stafford with L.A. Last year, the Bills lose that game ultimately because of a blocked punt.
Right.
And Allen fights tooth and nail to keep them in that football game and even come back to within a score. They don't obviously win that, but it is. Allen goes ahead and says, "You're a premier threat, and I need to do what I can." In the performances that Allen has lost in the playoffs, that is, it's not on Allen that they lose it. There are plays that he wants back, particularly some of these last drives. But any time that it's been Bills in Kansas City in the playoffs, it is oftentimes a masterpiece.
Right.
A neutral fan loves what they see, except for the ending where, okay, I'm kind of getting sick of one of these guys winning it constantly in the playoffs. There's that too. I really do wonder how much different it would be if they didn't have the personality of Allen within that player, where he does elevate to those tough opponents. He does play on a different level. And as a matter of fact, granted, it's because Cincinnati turned into this otherworldly bad defense, but he finally puts up the performance against Burrow.
Right.
And he had struggled against Cincinnati in the past.
Absolutely.
So, but the Ravens, Bills Ravens has become masterpiece at this point. The only difference is that they're always winning that one in the highest stakes.
Right. They tend to get those games get exciting.
But it's why CBS refuses to let go of Bills Chiefs.
Right.
It's why Sunday Night Football opens with Bills Ravens.
Yeah.
It is because there is a quarterback there that elevates to the moment and to the opponent on the other side at quarterback. I know that that's not part of his prerogative, but it's what happens.
Right.
It's what happens.
It is. And it's impressive. You got to give him credit for it.
And I do believe I need to give credit to something else here. But we'll take Isaiah real quick. Isaiah, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hello. How's it going, guys? I just kind of wanted to bring up, you know, you guys are saying that we don't really draft any superstars. And I just want to point out, you know, James Cook, like, that guy's a beast. You know, he's like 30 yards behind JT right now.
Yes.
And I just think he's a stud, man. I think he's a little underrated. And that's pretty much all I got to say. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Isaiah. And I saw the screener, so I knew where you were going with this. So I wanted you to say it instead of me making the correction. So thank you for pointing that out. And I want to give you the props for making sure to call me out on that, of saying they don't have many superstars. Ed Oliver's the next closest. No, it's James Cook. And I did forget that. Thank you.
I should have corrected you on that, too. Because Cook is a stud. He is a top five back in the league right now, I think, without a doubt. And he does deserve credit for that. But I think when we talk about his drafting as a whole, I think he should be – obviously, he's a hit. But there's just – there's that same draft, Elam was the first-round pick.
All it changes is one name.
Right.
We added one more name into the affirmative. But the overall message does not really waver from there. But, again, props to Isaiah for reminding me on that one.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate
it. It's not like
that.
He's never drafted a guy that's good. Right. He's made great picks.
He's made good picks.
Shakir was a fifth-round pick, right?
So the thing is,
stuff there.
He makes a lot of good picks. Solid picks.
Not unbelievable steal picks. I mean, Benford was a steal.
James Cook's turning into that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I want to make sure I give the caller props on that.
Thank you for the reminder. Second-round running back, you kind of think he's going to be a top 15 guy at some point. I mean, he's absolutely surpassed that.
He's eclipsed that, too.
But I don't think, you know, you draft a guy in the second round and you think that this is in the realm of outcomes.
Yes, especially like we're lauding Cole Bishop.
Right.
Second-round pick. He should be doing this.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it should be. And not that James Cook should be 30 yards from the rushing crown right now.
He deserves tons of credit.
But he should be, you know, a solid starter within this league at minimum.
Right.
And he turned into that, and now he's ascended from there.
Absolutely.
So that's where we all make sure I'll make sure that I step back on that one. The overall message, though, does not waver for me, which is feed me more. I need more.
Yeah.
You can remind me of James Cook, and that's just going to remind me. I want more. Yeah. Manja.
Give it to me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm eating. So that's pretty much where I want to go on with that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a timeout. We have to get to it because I do think that it's good to ask you about this, of the Sabres, the direction that they might be going in, and whether a win or not should not change the direction they might be going in, and if they should be going in that direction as well. We'll wrap up the show coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker, thanks for hanging out with us here on a cold Saturday, but a fun Sports Talk Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There we go. We let the beat drop here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Always.
I didn't in that last segment, as a matter of fact, so that was on me. I got right into the segment.
That's okay.
That's
we
shameful.
We got a lot to say, Derek.
Shameful behavior, actually.
We got a lot to say.
One might even say churlish.
Churlish.
But it's interesting that we wanted to talk about the Sabres here for a couple minutes before we get out of here. Army-Navy is today. We're going to be broadcasting that coverage starting at 2 o'clock, so we're on a time clock here. There's no messing around with the end of the break. There's no late to the break time here. But we wanted to bring up the Buffalo Sabres, the direction they wanted to go in, and there's a nice little nugget that we can add into this discussion. But the Sabres wrap up their road trip. There's been rumors surrounding the general manager position, not stuff that we can really even pontificate at or really...
There's no reporting being done on it, but there's smoke, and oftentimes when there's smoke, there's fire.
Yes, like we saw people on Sabres Twitter tracking private planes. Like,
right.
This is where we're getting to a point where it's a little bit of a fever pitch going on.
Right.
It's interesting. There's smoke. There's a little activity going on, almost in the shadows, it feels like. Nothing confirmable, though. So we want to make sure we say those words. Nothing confirmed. However, if the direction that the rumors are swirling about is the direction they want to take, I do want to make sure to mention a 3-game win streak to end your 6-game road trip should not change your resolve.
No. This decision, if it's being made, is being made on the work of 5.5 years.
Right.
And one week of decent play from a team that would pick up their first three-game win streak of the season should never outweigh the 5.5 of years that preceded it.
As a matter of fact, to lean back into the call that we took in the first hour from Larry, I remembered this gets you back to 500.
Right. This is not they got hot and now they're in a spot and now everything's rolling. This is you're still last in the East.
Yes. So,
like, that's where they're at.
That's where they're at. If they get a little hot and win 3 games for the first time this season, 3 games in a row, it actually puts you in a big old tie if results end up staying in a certain way, a big old tie for last place in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
But it is still ultimately last place in the Eastern Conference again before Christmas.
Right.
Or by Christmas, I should say.
There is no way to. There's just no way that you can go back on what you've made. That if that decision has been made, there's no way to go back on that. And
right.
I think everybody involved knows that. And, you know, you've had, like we've mentioned, this is Adam's 6th year. They've finished 31st, 24th, 20th, 22nd, 26th, and now they're in whatever, 29th. It's time.
Well, the West has actually got some.
The West is a disaster.
So they are actually.
They might be 27th. So there's just. There comes a time in every job where it's clear this is over and the fan base is done. The fan base is done. It has been done.
It's been done for a while now within this regime and this pocket of the drought. It is not even about reflecting on the 13 years in totality. It is about the 5.5 under this regime. Mm-hmm. You try to do things your way. It's not working. And in a performance business, ultimately you get led out the door. Winning 3 in a row to end the Western road trip should not change the direction if it's going to be made. If it's not, and there's just a bunch of chatter, I don't know what it's about, whatever. But don't change your mind is effectively how you want to measure this. If you're doing it, do it. If it's, I could see there's a decent relationship there between ownership and the general manager. I understand that. If it hurts, it hurts. But, as I made to the point about the Buffalo Bills this season, nothing should be that easy.
No.
And sometimes you got to do the hard things.
Right. And but, that's a part of...
And then there's somebody probably listening to their radio that I might have caused to swerve off the road saying, what do you mean hard? This should be remarkably easy to get rid of this guy, right? And then swerve right based off of anger. So I apologize to that car. And then there's something interesting that comes in there. There's an extra layer, Owen.
Yeah.
Pierre LeBrun, TSN, reports confirmed teams that tried on Quinn Hughes, who was traded to the Minnesota Wild, New Jersey, Detroit, the New York Rangers, and to some degree, Carolina and Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who's making that call. If it is Adams trying to effectively make that move to say, hey, I did the acquisition thing, maybe that's how you save the job. So I'm not going to dismiss that it couldn't have been Adams.
Right.
I'm not going to dismiss that he's also out there.
Right. Yeah, he was on the he's on the trip with them.
LeBrun's, to some degree, might be Adams talking with their management and going, hey,
what's the price?
What's the price? Okay, what's it looking like?
Or even
if it's give me a couple days to think about it, and you don't have a couple days.
Yeah.
Yes,
they to some degree makes me think that it's possible that it was one phone call. How much is Hughes going to cost me? All right.
Yeah. And to some degree does not mean that you were heavily involved along the likes of like a New Jersey, Detroit, and the Rangers.
New Jersey was definitely knee deep in it. And Minnesota clearly landed him, and good for Guerin, because that's a monster deal.
Good for Guerin, but also he paid a lot for a player he might not have for long.
That's
dangerous.
But I respect that so much.
But also understands what the Wild are this year.
Right.
Which is, and this is probably Kevin Adams' biggest deficiency as a general manager, taking advantage of recognizing the situation.
Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota Wild are not going to win their division. They're not winning their conference. Colorado exists.
Yeah, they're so good.
But do you try to arm yourself to be that team?
Right. Can you take them down?
Can you be that guy in playoffs past? You've shown that you should be. And also Minnesota has a streak of their own.
They're good. And they've got
but not good enough.
A couple of goalies that are playing as good as anybody in the league. And Jesper Wallstedt is a... They call him the brick wall of St. Paul.
The wall of St. Paul. I love that.
Which is awesome.
But unfortunately, we don't have that much time to talk further on it.
And all you callers out there, thank you for calling.
You kept us busy today. And with that, this has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. Thank you to my co-host, Owen Parker, for the day. Hope that Joe is feeling better. Thank you to Evan on the board. Thank you to our guests today, Matt Schauf, Draft Sharks, and Carl Jones from WIVB Channel 4 here in Buffalo. For Owen, I'm Derek Kramer. Thank you for hanging out with us this weekend. I'll be right back at it 7 a.m. tomorrow to take over and get the day started with your Bills pregame. Right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.